Hey there, welcome back to The Good PM Life. My name is Sandy Lawler, and if you're new around here, this is a show where we talk all things project management. So, if you're on the hunt for a project management job, today's episode is going to be a game changer for you. So, let's be real. If you've been sending out resumes, but not getting any interviews, it is so frustrating. And, you know, you might start wondering, Am I not qualified? Did I do something wrong? Well, here's the thing. It might not be you. It might be your resume. So listen, companies today use what's called ATS. That's an AI-powered applicant tracking system. And what that thing does is that it filters resumes before a hiring manager ever even lays eyes on them. So what does that mean? That means that if your resume isn't optimized, it could be getting rejected automatically without a single human even reading it. But I don't want you to worry, because that's exactly what we're going to be fixing today. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through how to tailor your resume for PM roles. I'm going to do that step by step. I'm also going to show you how to beat those AI filters, what to include in each section of your resume, and what to avoid so you don't get stuck in that application limbo. So, grab a cup of coffee, I want you to take some notes, and let's get you one step closer to finding that project management job. All right, so before we even get into the details of formatting your resume, let's talk about how AI-powered hiring systems work. I think it's important for you to understand this. So, most companies, especially larger ones, use an applicant tracking system, also called an ATS, which I mentioned earlier. And what they do is they scan resumes before they ever reach a recruiter's inbox. So I want you to think of the ATS as a filter. What it does is it scans for specific keywords that match the job description. It actually checks your experience level, and it even evaluates the format of your resume. So if your format doesn't match what the system is looking for, it could automatically be rejected, meaning no human actually ever reads it. Okay, so how do you beat the system? Well, let me give you three key strategies on this. The first thing you should do is use keywords directly from the job description. Take that job description, identify the keywords, and put those in your resume. So if the company says they're looking for experience in agile project management, don't just say led teams using modern PM methodologies. Instead, use this exact phrase, agile project management. Second, I want you to keep your resume format simple. You don't have to have all the bells and whistles in a resume. ATS systems can get confused by those fancy designs, columns, tables. I think it's best that you stick to a clean, standard layout. No images, no headshots, and definitely no two-column designs. Third, I want you to use clear and recognizable job titles. So if your last job title was something creative like Project Execution Specialist, but the industry standard is project coordinator or project manager, I want you to maybe consider tweaking it slightly so hiring managers and the ATS can easily recognize it. All right, let's move on to crafting a strong header. So the first section of your resume is the header. And while it actually may seem kind of basic, many people actually get this part wrong. The goal of that header is to make sure that your name, contact information, and your online presence are clearly displayed. Your name should be at the top in a bold, easy-to-read font. Right underneath, I want you to include your email, phone number, and LinkedIn profile. If you have a personal website or portfolio, go ahead and add that too. Okay, so then, do you see something that's missing? Let's talk about the things that you should avoid. So we're in the new era of resumes. So I don't want you to include your full mailing address. Just your city and state will do, if you want. Also, I want you to avoid adding social media handles unless they're relevant to project management. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to share something that I think you're going to find invaluable if you're really serious about becoming a project manager. My book, The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager, is the ultimate resource for anyone looking to break into the field or even just level up their PM skills. So whether you're just starting out or aiming to advance your career, this guide covers everything that you need to know, from essential skills to insider tips and strategies. So get your copy today and take the next step towards becoming a successful project manager. You can find the link in the show notes below. For example, if you have an X account where you discuss agile methodologies, great. But if your X is just memes and vacation photos, I would totally leave that out. All right, let's move on to the next section of the resume. So let's talk about writing a powerful summary statement. So your summary statement is actually the first real impression a hiring manager gets of you. Now, this isn't the place to be vague or generic. Instead, I want you to clearly highlight who you are, what you bring to the table, and what makes you a really strong candidate. So let me give you an example of a really strong summary. Quote, results-driven project manager with 10 plus years of experience leading cross-functional teams and delivering high-impact projects on time and within budget, skilled in agile, scrum, and stakeholder communication with a proven track record of optimizing processes and improving efficiency, passionate about driving successful project outcomes through collaboration and strategic planning. How awesome did that sound? All right, so let me tell you about what not to do. Don't write this. Hardworking professional looking for an exciting new opportunity to grow and develop skills. So that second version says absolutely nothing specific. Hiring managers don't care what you're looking for. What they do care about is how you can help them. All right, moving on to the experience section. Here, I want you to focus on impact, not just duties. So now let's talk about the most important part of your resume, this experience section. And this is where people make probably the biggest mistake. Instead of just listing what you did, I want you to focus on how well you did it and what impact you had. So for example, don't just say, managed multiple projects across departments. What I want you to say is, led 5 cross-functional teams to successfully deliver enterprise projects 15% ahead of schedule, reducing operational costs by $500,000 annually. Do you see that difference? The second version actually shows results. So anytime that you can get some metrics associated with a job responsibility, include that. Another section that a lot of people put on their resume is a skills section. So let's talk a little bit about how to optimize that for AI. So the skills section is actually critical for getting past those ATS filters. And this is where you need to list relevant hard skills and PM tools that match the job description. So let me give you some must-have hard skills for project managers to include. First thing is project management methodologies. You want to place that on your resume. Agile, Scrum, Waterfall, Kanban. Also, if you have any experience in any tools or software, like Jira, Trello, Asana, Microsoft Project, Smartsheet, include those. Lastly, budgeting and forecasting. Include any type of cost analysis, risk management, ROI calculations. Remember I mentioned earlier about including some of that information in your job duties? Also include some of that in your skills section. And then we've got soft skills like leadership and communication, which are great, but I don't think they should dominate this section. The ATS is not looking for your soft skills. It's scanning for technical competencies first. So make sure that you focus on those things, the methodologies, the tools and software, and any type of budgeting and forecasting metrics that you can include. All right, I know that we went through this stuff pretty quickly, but before we wrap up, I want to just do a quick recap of what you need to do. First important thing is to customize your resume for every job. Each job has totally different keywords, and I want you to make sure that your resume matches those. Next thing, and guys, this is probably one of my biggest pet peeves when I'm reviewing resumes, is I want you to proofread because typos can kill your credibility. Make sure you go through that resume with a fine-tooth comb. Next, I want you to keep your resume short and scannable. 1 or 2 pages is perfectly fine. Do not be creating 5-6 pages of a resume detailing every single thing that you've done in every single job that you've had. It's not necessary. Last thing I want you to do is I want you to use strong action words like led, implemented, optimized, delivered. Look, if you follow these steps, you're not only going to beat those AI filters, but you're also going to impress those hiring managers because you've got a strong, compelling resume that gets real results, and you showed that. All right, that's it for today's episode of The Good PM Life. I really hope that you found this episode on resume building helpful. And if you did find it helpful, please make sure that you subscribe. I would love it if you left a review and even shared it with a friend. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.